60 years ago this weekend, the WNAX Neighbor Lady went on the air in Yankton, South Dakota. Since then, Wynn Hubler-Spies has done more than 10,000 broadcasts. She's reached the ears and hearts of several generations of listeners across the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Hello there, good friends. Ready for some more good visiting this morning? And I'm laughing at the names of the recipes that I've been giving you this week because they're all kind of inventive. And today's is called Tam O'Shanter's. Now, I'm not exactly sure why.
The neighbor lady, Wynn Spies, joins us from the studios of WNAX, Yankton, South Dakota. And congratulations to you on this milestone, a diamond anniversary in broadcasting.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Well, I know you started broadcasting during the Second World War. What was the idea of your program then? Who was your audience in 1941?
Just about everybody in the Midwest. It was just amazing. But I had a letter from one lady out in western South Dakota who wrote and said, "I just love to hear you every day. You're the only female voice I hear all winter long."
Oh, my. That's really amazing.
Well, it is.
Yeah. What kind of things did people write to the neighbor lady, and what did you put on the air?
Well, the chief basic part was recipes. But then as my program got longer, that's a lot of talk. But I love to do interviews with interesting things that are happening in the community. And then I could give two or three recipes. And that was what I did. And we talked about family affairs and our children and just everything. So our lives.
It was a real visit with a neighbor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now I know you do, is it 6 minutes a day?
Now it's down to 6 minutes a day because radio's changed, you know. Programs are shorter, and, things are just different.
Yeah. What else has changed? Have your themes changed over the years, the topics that you talk about?
No. I still use as a basis my life at home and my life as a friend, a neighbor to my listeners.
Tell me this, neighbor lady, have you always come on after the grain and cattle market reports and before the Sioux City hog markets?
No, there weren't markets around my program. Nowadays, that's where it is. As a matter of fact, that's a good way to catch our listeners is to tell them I'm between the markets.
And what about your audience today? Is it very different from those farm and ranch women who were there with you in the beginning in the 40s?
I would say not a great deal because I still have lots and lots of the same listeners. Somebody would say to me, "Oh, my mother always listened to you," or "My grandmother always listened to you." Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of lived together.
Isn't it wonderful? You've lived together and you've grown up together, too.
Yes,
you've all raised children together, gotten older together.
Yes. See, I started broadcasting directly from my home when I discovered that I was going to have a little one.
Uh-huh.
And I went into my boss and said, "I'm going to have to quit because I'm going to have a baby." Well, he said, thought for a minute, and he said, No, we'll fix that. We'll just send a microphone out the house and you can broadcast from home. I think it helped me develop the whole idea of my program.
Did the kids get on the air with you every now and then?
Every once in a while, especially. You see, I did it for 15 years. No, 20 years, excuse me. Until our youngest son was 15,
mm-hmm.
I broadcast from home.
Well, I know you've broadcast recipes for all this time.
Oh, yes.
Could you share a favorite one with us?
I certainly would. And let me think for just a second. So pear nut tort, I think, is the one I'd like to share with you.
Oh, great. Okay, it's got pears, it's got nuts.
You're right. But it's very simple otherwise. You really want me to give it to you?
Please.
One by one?
Yeah.
Okay, you want it so that you can write it down?
I'll write along, so take your time.
One egg.
Yeah, one egg.
3/4 cup of sugar.
3/4 sugar, yeah.
Beat together until very light.
Okay.
Then mix together 2 tablespoons of flour.
Mix
and I did say 2
yeah.
tablespoons. One teaspoon of baking powder.
1 teaspoon baking powder.
And 1/4 teaspoon of salt.
Okay.
And stir that flour mixture into the egg and sugar mixture.
Into eggs, yeah.
Then have ready 2 large ripe pears.
Okay.
And peel them and cut them into large diced pieces.
Peel and dice, okay.
Now you can use canned pears.
And
I have, but I much prefer the fresh ones.
Oh, yeah.
And combine those with the batter.
Yeah.
Along with 1/2 cup of chopped nuts.
Any kind of nuts?
I prefer English walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
They're very good, but pecans work very well, too.
Okay.
And 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do a cooking show, by the way. I'm having so much fun.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
All right. So then bake in a buttered 8-inch pan.
8-inch pan. Mm-hmm.
At 350.
350.
For 35 minutes.
35 minutes. So it's sort of 35.
Oh, mm-hmm. it rises, and you can serve it warm or chilled, and it is a delectable dessert.
It's quite different. Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I bet it's good with vanilla ice cream on top.
Yes, very good.
I'm getting so hungry, I can hardly bear it.
Well, that's terrible. I'm sorry to do that to you.
I'm delighted. It really sounds delicious. I have to ask you, Mrs. Spies, don't you love this medium of ours, this radio? You don't have to comb your hair to do it. You feel as if you're talking on the telephone with just really good friends.
Right. And especially during those days when I was broadcasting from home, you know, I could leave a dish half prepared out in the kitchen and go back out and prepare it while I'm talking if I wanted to. It was just a homey, wonderful thing to do.
Wow.
And I could be absolutely myself, and it's been a great life. I've enjoyed every single day of it.
And you're still at it.
Yes, I am, and I enjoy every moment of it.
Well, bless you, and thank you so much for your time. Wynne Spies, the WNAX neighbor lady, observing her 60th anniversary, serving radio listeners in the Upper Midwest.